Happy Monday to you. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I appreciate you joining us for the Drivecast as you start your week. We jump back into our series in the book of Philippians called Joyride. And it's this idea that joy is this deep abiding sense that your future is secure even when your today is chaos. So that means that joy is not just an emotion. It's not a feeling. It's not like happiness, but rather it's this deep discipline of heart. That's why we're commanded to us, right? 16 different times Paul speaks to it in the book of Philippians. So you can have joy and sorrow, joy and grief, joy and doubt. As a matter of fact, joy is the thing that gets us through grief and sorrow and doubt. And so what we're learning more and more from Paul is just the essential nature of disciplining our hearts towards joy. And in this passage that we're looking at today, Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 30, and probably over the weekend, the person, whoever was teaching, your teaching pastor at your campus was probably focused, maybe dialed in a little more on verses 12 through 18. We looked at this idea about how God is working salvation in us, and we are working that salvation out of us. The way that I said it at Lewis Center, where, in verses 12 and 13, where Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and work according to his good pleasure. We are working out what God is working in. And we've talked about this before, but it's just important, I think, to be reminded that in the scriptures, there's the past tense of the gospel, the present tense of the gospel, and the future tense of the gospel. So when Paul says, work out your own salvation, he's not saying work for your salvation. It's not that we're earning it. It's that in the past tense of the gospel, that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, right? For by grace you have been saved, past tense of the gospel. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, Paul says, now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel that I preached to you, in which you received and now stand, in which you are being saved, present tense of the gospel. And in the future tense of the gospel, Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, where Jesus says, those who endure to the end will be or shall be, future tense, saved. So you were saved. That's a finished action in the past. That's kind of what we tend to refer to as salvation. That's when you come to know Christ in a personal relationship. But you are being saved right now, as God is sanctifying you, growing you in the present, and someday you will ultimately be saved. You will ultimately be everything that God has designed you to be when Christ restores all things. So we have this incredible, incredible gospel, right? In that we are saved in the past, secure, nothing can change that, that God is changing us, growing us, sanctifying us in the present, to make sure to see to it that someday he is going to turn us into, he's going to make us into everything that he wants to make us. So we're working out what God's working in. So the text can say things like, do all things without grumbling or complaining. The idea here in the text is that Paul calls us to be children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked, twisted generation among whom we shine as lights in the world, right? We have the capacity to become shiners instead of whiners. Now, we're not going to do it perfectly, but we can do it intentionally. I think we all find ourselves at times where we feel like, you know, we're victims of the circumstances. That's what we call it. We say, oh, I'm a victim of these circumstances. And it's true that we all hope. We shouldn't be plastic and pretend like nothing hurts us. We should grieve when it's time to grieve. But like Paul told the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4, it says that we grieve, we sorrow, but not as those without hope. Being a victim of your circumstances can become your identity. However, we are designed to shine. Shine like stars. So just like we talk about a lot, our successes don't define us, neither do our sorrows. So as we begin today, I'm going to pray for us that we are tuning our hearts to the melodies that God is playing in our lives through his word, because verse 16 says, holding fast to the word of life. So I'm going to pray that into our day, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. God, today, we're holding fast to your word. that you're working in us. Sometimes we see it, we feel it, we know it's there, we're sure of it. Sometimes, God, when negative circumstances, when trouble, when tough times come into our lives, it's hard to see it, it's hard to feel it, it's hard to know it, to trust it. But we're saying today by faith that we trust it, that you're working something good in us. So God, our attitude today is whatever that is, we want to work it out with you. We want to walk with you. Your presence animates our obedience today, God. And that's how we want to live. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.